Episode 163, 10% Money Grabbers. This week we talk about how to make Hot Pockets worse and foster parenting. You can find us all over the place. You can dial or text a phone number. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I could eat.
Do you want some bucket for...
You already said enough for me. Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. Make sure it's vegan. That's perfect.
Black olives.
You're the best. You're the best.
Lettuce, onions, pickles, green peppers.
Thank you.
In the trash can place. White one.
I want this whole episode to be in like Dr. Phil.
What was she taking pictures of zigzagger like putting on Twitter the other night? They wouldn't show up on my phone.
Cigarettes?
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
There's a couple other pictures in my timeline above it and below it. They were fine, but your pictures
weird. Huh. Oh, it's through Instagram, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
No, because your Oscar Apple pictures will all show up.
Huh. Well, that's weird. Hmm. Hello? Hello?
Of course, I only tried it once.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't wait long enough.
Huh. You're not missing much. It wasn't very exciting.
Bobby gave me a sandwich.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite sub from there, but I usually don't get it because I even
tried it. Again, spell it out because it is really good.
I even try to go healthier, and I always get the ham or the turkey. The spicy Italian has the fatty salami and pepperoni on it, but I got
the good salami. You mean
I'm still on my weekend of celebration for getting to 40 pounds lost?
Oh, good for you, man!
Yeah,
for real.
It is a spicy Italian on honey oat,
mm-hmm.
No cheese, with lettuce, spinach, onions, pickles, banana peppers, jalapenos, black olives, green peppers. Parmesan and
Parmesan.
That's
sprinkled
cheese.
Parmesan.
Really?
That's cheese.
A little bit, but it's a very tiny. Huh. It's just a quick sprinkle of
Parmesan. I didn't realize they had Parmesan.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Huh.
It adds a little bit of a...
Missing
you,
out.
You kind of get the grit from it in a mm-hmm. couple of while you're chewing. Provides a cool another little texture layer.
It works well with the mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good stuff, Jim.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
I got a little way of being an asshole. I want to work. I want to get a job at the... Here's something you can do for a job. find where the Hot Pockets factory is. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting beat with that bag of nickels, insert nickels into the Hot Pockets as they go in down the way.
They'd never know either.
No, yeah, no. I don't know. They might run a metal detector over that shit.
What does this do? They definitely run a metal detector.
You think?
Yeah.
What if you're the last person in line after the metal detector? Like, go just
sprinkle
jam nickels in there.
Remember the episode of Breaking Bad where they toured all the factories?
I don't.
I hope I didn't ruin it because that might be season 5.
Yeah. Way to go.
No, it's totally season 5.
Yeah,
it's 1,000% season 5, my bad.
No.
I haven't seen it either.
All I said was tour all the factories. Yeah, that doesn't give anything away.
No, I've seen them like other... I can't remember what kind of factory it was, but they like run metal detectors or make sure there's no shavings and shit in
there. If you watch Unwrapped or watch any of those fucking factory food shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they run metal detectors.
Put nickels in there. It's going to blow up all the microwaves.
Wait a minute, though. Are nickels detected by a metal detector?
I would imagine.
Yeah. Or are they a kind of metal that's not detected?
Nah, I'm sure nickels detected.
I can't imagine that's what people want to find.
Whoa, there's nickels in there.
Don't worry about scanning it for nickels. There's no way there's fucking nickels in there. Who's what? Somebody broke in? Fucking put nickels in there?
If it doesn't fuck up your microwave, you're going to start chewing on a nickel. That's going to hurt.
Is it real quick? Is it possible that we've asked before? Do you watch Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Have you caught up all the way?
Mm-mm.
Just the end of season 4?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Like Austin. Yeah. Season Good 5. Show. See, they're doing season 5's weird. They're doing 2 8 episode seasons, and they're calling it one season. Instead of doing 13, they only got picked up for one more season, but they allowed them to extend it to 16 episodes. But instead of running that as a season, they broke it up into two.
Hmm.
And the next set of 8 doesn't start for another year, so essentially it makes it another season.
Right.
So I don't like it. I felt that they had to.
That's weird. Like, you would think of all the shows on TV, yeah, you're going to pick up that one.
To get to the cliffhanger, they wanted to make this 8th episode of the first half of season 5 a season-ending episode because you're not going to get one for another year.
Yeah.
In order to get to that kind of a cliffhanger for the show, they rushed the last couple. Almost like they could have done a better job using that cliffhanger as the end of season 5 and found a way to make the next 8 another 13 and use 13 this year, too, and just did 6 seasons. I don't understand. It's not like they don't have a good following.
Yeah, you would think.
That's for sure.
And I think that they did it because that show got so technical in its ability to stay on point with its plot points, and from something small detail in one scene in season 2 mattering in another scene, detail in season or in episode 5 or whatever, that they started taking more time to write them, more time to shoot them, more time to edit them.
Sir, do you think they're trying to end after this? Like, is it the end of the series after this season?
No, I
like
think that Vince Gilligan asked for a giant raise and way more time per episode and more money because they're still on a budget.
Yeah.
Because despite the fact that it's a hugely popular show, Walking Dead gets like upwards of close to 10 million viewers, and Breaking Bad's under 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
And that's because the zombie genre is a broader appeal.
Sure.
Than meth. Come on. What are you talking about?
So, since AMC wouldn't give him more money to make the show production better and bigger and longer and more time. And,
use that budget for half the shows.
Yeah, they said, all right, well, we'll do 2 more seasons essentially, but we'll make it sound like one season and blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
So, he gets his wish without getting the raise.
Right.
They allowed the 3 extra episodes, but they said, if you want that much time, we're going to have to do it in 2 seasons.
In 2 seasons, huh. It's good enough that
do a great job.
Right.
Because there wasn't much wrong with season 5, the first 8 of season 5. I mean, they were pretty sweet. There was plenty of really cool episodes and like amazing like edge of your seat moments and shit like that.
Right. Well, that's good.
Great scenes, great shot scenes, good fucking background desert shit, and it was just overall really good.
Yeah, film wise, it's amazing.
But Breaking Bad kind of with that season 4, because Austin just got finished watching it. With that season 4, they set a fucking standard. That shit, season 4 was awesome.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
I think it's a good show, but I don't think I'd miss it if I didn't watch it again.
Really?
Yeah.
It's easily in my top 3
like
all time.
But that's kind of the same as any show I've on TV.
So, but can you come up with a top 3?
No, not really. I mean, like, I got
so
my
so
top
you're just
three
an even keel
like,
on everything. You don't let it.
You don't let it
affect you one way or the other.
Like, I've got my favorite shows, but like at the same time, Arrested Development's over, and I'm like, okay,
not over.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with liking something, man.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't care enough. Like, it's not going to be the end of the world if I don't see.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with allowing yourself to care.
I'm not saying there is. I just don't. Whatever.
I think it's cool to care about you like that. It makes what the fuck else are we doing? It makes something interesting to talk about and to think about and to look forward to.
That sandwich was good. Thanks, man.
Captain Doom and Gloom just been talking. I mean, you might as well come up with something to look forward to.
That's all I needed was a sandwich. Turns out all I needed was a sandwich.
I bet you right now you're not being indifferent about that sandwich.
No, it's great.
You're
it's
on the fucking positive side of the scale.
Absolutely.
You actively like that sandwich.
I almost went to Subway today. It sounded kind of good.
I actually got to a point where I thought Subway was garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even imagine going to Subway. And now that I'm going for the purpose of trying to eat healthy and getting so many vegetables and seeing what that, like.
Sure, yeah.
I may like the taste a little bit less, but I can find a way to like it.
Yeah.
You know, adding the stuff I do like.
Yeah.
I added cucumbers too at first, and I can't do it. Cucumbers take over a fucking sandwich, dude.
Really?
All you taste is cucumbers. It's ridiculous. You're burping like cucumber taste.
All you taste is cucumbers.
Well, yeah, all I taste.
I taste cucumbers, but I don't feel like it's all
I feel like cucumbers take over. I can't eat cucumbers in a salad. And it's not that I don't like cucumbers. I like them just fine.
But when you want a cucumber, you want a cucumber.
Yeah, but
when you want a salad or a sandwich.
I'll eat a piece of cucumber with a bit of ranch or something like that and at a, you know, what, an appetizer party or whatever. Appetizer parties happen all the time.
Do you want to come over to my appetizer party?
I just want to see what your thoughts on cucumbers are.
They're no pickle.
Every
but
third tray is cucumbers. Like, you're really pushing cucumbers at this party. It's an appetizer party.
Have you tried the cucumbers?
Yeah, everybody knows it's cucumber party. You got like zigzag cuts and thin, thick twirls. Fucking curly fried cucumbers.
Yeah.
Fried and breaded cucumbers would be good.
It's fried pickles is what that is.
Yeah, but cucumbers have a lighter taste to them. They haven't been sitting in brine for fucking 6 weeks.
Pickles are awesome, though.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with pickles.
I looked up how to fucking...
Pretty salty, though.
They are salty. Yeah. And guys like you and me who are watching what we eat, you gotta watch that salt intake. Because there's salt in everything.
Oh, all of a sudden now we're fucking friends?
Yeah. What... When did we not become friends? You're helping me out with the job prospect. Thought we were best friends. Thought we were good buds. What? It's like I came in here and yelled at you for an hour.
It's almost like I just saved myself from dying in a fire. With a sandwich.
I'm so glad you saved yourself from dying.
With a
God
sandwich.
God forbid you die in a fire. Ugh.
$2.50 is all it cost me. And you're telling me we're living in a bad world? I just saved my life with $2.50.
When did I say we're living in a bad world? I'm living in a bad world. I don't have health insurance, but...
Oh, that's the second time. That's going to show up. We didn't hear it, but I keep hitting the microphone with my beer can. That's definitely going to show up.
Maybe. Yeah, that's how it did. Welcome to Store Coffee.
Fuck you.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm just joking.
Live from Parler and the compound.
So now that you've skipped the last episode.
Yeah, don't listen to that.
I'm going to have to write say a warning on the beginning of that one. Like, hey, I'm just going to call it Joel Train's Angry.
Joel Train's Mad.
Yeah. Joel Train, Jared from Subway. Hi.
Try the Parmesan.
I didn't know there was Parmesan.
It's lovely.
Damn it.
Salt and pepper, too.
Salt, pepper,
salt,
Parmesan,
pepper.
Oregano. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I
sort of forgot about Parmesan.
They got oregano?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I should have known that.
Yeah, there's some oregano on there.
Definitely...
Thank you for Parmesan, and you're welcome for oregano.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have them like open the Parmesan thing up, though.
You want it on there.
Yeah.
You can make them do whatever you want, dude. I found out they are fucking monkeys, dude. I went in there the other day, and just for the fuck of it, I swear to God, this is a true story. Just for the fuck of it. And it's funny because when I ate the half sub, I ended up eating some of the other half. I asked them to cut it like 60-40 instead of half and half.
Nice. Huh.
And I ate the 40 part, but then nibbled 20 off of the 60. Or 10 off of the 60.
Cut it 60-40 so I can eat. So I feel like I'm getting a piece of the other one, but still I get a whole extra other one.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because the way I've been setting my diet up, I try to eat a much
lighter. So what's
up
with your diet? Like, I'm fascinated about your diet. What are you up to?
I am up to what you call all it takes is willpower.
Right, but, like, that's fucking rhetoric. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is on Dr. Phil.
Oh, boy. God bless his name.
No,
I've turned around on him.
I started out at 304.4.
Are you serious? You got all the way up there?
Yeah, I made it there.
I would never have guessed that.
I reached the top.
I would never have guessed that. I mean, I know I haven't seen you a whole lot in the last 6 months.
Yeah,
but
no, you saw me when I was 304. I just
really?
I guess in a sense, I've been lucky that I've always been able to carry
it well.
Yeah, I've always done good on the guess your weight.
Jose's
things.
Here too. I forgot about him. Sorry. Hi, Jose.
Oh, Jose.
I'm still fuck you.
Did Austin
Jose.
Tell you where Jose lives and what's next to him?
No. What's
okay? Well, we'll tell you that in a minute.
Okay. Right.
Shelve that. But I got down to 264.2.
That's a huge loss, man.
And that was probably about three and a half months.
Wow.
Yeah. I do cheat a little bit.
How so? How are you cheating? Help us all cheat.
I take a bodybuilding supplement.
Which is?
It's called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid.
It's the craziest, like... Number one, it sounds a lot like linoleum. I don't like that. But
I think Austin made a linoleum joke once.
How could you not?
Yeah.
Linoleic acid.
But it also sounds like sex visits in prison.
Yeah.
It's conjugated.
Conjugated. That's 6-1.
Conjugated linoleic acid. So what you're doing is I'm having prison sex
prison
on an
sex
old
the kitchen floor.
1990s kitchen floor. No, it's naturally found in red meat, like
okay.
steaks, like lean red cattle and stuff like that. Those kind of red meats, but
only the skinny ones though.
But the amount that it's found in those, there's no way to you. Red meat doesn't help.
Sure,
you don't get it
you'd
by eating
to eat so much red meat that you'd die.
Yeah, you would die. But they found a flour that produces it as well. It's called the
like in Batman. The
it's
meat
made
flour.
From safflower oil.
Okay, I feel
and,
like I've heard of safflower.
Yeah. Okay. So. What it does, essentially, from the best of my knowledge, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it because I'm always right. But
that's goddamn for sure.
It protects your body when your body burns. And I'm making
hold
these.
Hold on, I'm super fascinated about what happens when your body burns. If you listen to the last episode,
when your body burns energy,
right?
When you that natural cycle,
not in a fire,
right? What it's burning usually. Is I'm guessing a ratio of like 80-20 fat to muscle.
Okay.
So you're burning mostly fat, but you're also burning muscle.
Sure.
So your muscle's deteriorating. Now there's processes immediately that make the muscle regenerate. But what this does is it protects the muscle tissue from ever being burned. So while your body is regenerating muscle, it's regenerating muscle. And what it's doing is more than that, because that's not a significant enough difference to actually, it's not a steroid. It doesn't beef you up. But more than that, what it's doing is it's burning more fat. So bodybuilders take it to tone themselves because it kind of sucks the skin.
To get that cut.
Yeah, it kind of sucks all the fat off and sucks the skin onto your muscles and makes you look toner.
Huh.
So it's not necessarily a weight
How
loss
much
drug.
How do you take? Like daily you're taking?
100 milligrams or 39.
All right, well, like a shake. Like, what are you, like, you're making a shake?
No, it's a
every
pill.
Day? Okay.
3 pills a day.
Okay.
With a meal.
So, a pill every meal or, like, 3 pills at breakfast and then you're good?
Well, it seems because there's some brands out that sell it that have those instructions.
Huh.
Take 3 at the top of the day with your breakfast and you're done.
Move on, yeah.
And then other ones tell
you
still
eat breakfast or they're like your belly will be full after you eat these giant 3 pills.
Yeah, they are huge.
Are they
They're the biggest pills I've ever seen.
Wow.
But they're soft gels, so and I don't have a problem taking pills. So
yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I could eat a pill twice that size,
I'm sure. Yeah, but yeah, I swallow like half of a fucking piece of meatloaf because I've only chewed it twice.
Yeah.
So, but... And you ought to see me with cock, dude. It's fucking amazing. But,
we're all waiting on that joke, and you made it yourself. I like it.
But, but the brand that I found, because it had the best reviews on a vitamin website that Jess pointed me out to, but it says take it 3 times
a
day.
He has a picture of health.
But he does obsess over vitamins.
Yeah.
So he's knowledgeable.
He pays attention.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's a picture of health, he does pay attention to it, it seems.
So, yeah, so that, I don't know if it's helping or not, because I've also, I drastically changed my diet. Like,
now,
literally, I was.
Describe your drastic change.
I would say, if I was to guess and told you that I was eating.
Gallon of mayonnaise a week.
Easily a jar. Well, I went through a jar of Hellman's once every 2 weeks.
Wow.
For sure.
That's
essentially
heavy.
By myself.
That's heavy duty, dude.
Yeah. And I would say probably somewhere close
to
5,000 calories a day.
Okay, you got...
if I was to guess.
You go through...
Pretty easily.
That you cut 5,000 calories?
No. That's what I was eating at one point.
And now you're down to?
About 1,500.
That's
less
a huge
than what
cut.
You, but closer to 2,000 lately.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which is still like 500 calories less than what a dude your size probably should be eating.
Yeah.
If it were an average, like, I'm not trying to lose
I think my body
diet.
Type should be about 2,300 calories a day. But you can answer your question or ask your question. But
go ahead.
I think there was one more thing I was going to say. But no, for the first, yeah, but for the first, literally, like, first month, I was super disciplined about it. Like, I lost, like, I think I lost close to 25 pounds the first month. I dropped a 25 pounds quick as fuck. Like, I literally
dudes
went.
Dudes lose weight quick. Yeah. Like, if they get their shit together. My wife bitches about that all the time. It was so easy for me. Anytime I try to get on a, you know.
Yeah, it was so easy for me because I was eating so poorly.
Right.
Like, towards the end.
You didn't even have to work out. You were just, boom.
Yeah, towards the end. It got, I was eating worse and worse. I always drank Diet Pop forever. I gave up Diet Pop there towards the end.
Wow.
And then I was drinking more pop on top of it.
Sure.
And I was eating fucking, I was eating three giant meals a day and some snacks after the third meal at night.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was eating like full, like double Whopper fucking
sure.
meals
yeah,
from
yeah.
Burger King.
And a rodeo, throw a rodeo cheeseburger.
Yeah,
on that.
Yeah, yeah. Large
which cheeseburger do you have with onion rings on it? Give me that one.
I was pouring bad shit into myself.
Yeah.
So I just stopped that. Started eating salads, a lot of almonds because they're appetite suppressants. Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, and this is going to sound weird, any nuts are appetite suppressants because yeah. you have to chew them up so much that your body feels like oh, fuck, I must have eaten a bunch because yeah. that dude chewed
after
forever.
Nuts in my mouth.
Yeah. But the dry roasted almonds have a leaner fat quality to them.
Right.
So they're...
I'm an almond guy. I like yeah. almonds. Yeah.
Like cashews, I think, are the worst as far as fat content.
So tasty.
Almonds. Peanuts
yeah, that's why
great.
They're the best. You know, the best tasting nuts yeah. are. Sure, yeah. sure, sure. But I think almonds are good.
I do too.
I don't like the skin, so when you first put them in your mouth, I don't like that taste. Huh. But I like the meat of the almonds, so after you're chewing them up, they're fine.
Right.
But the dry roasted or the skin, that's why they put salt on them. Salted, and I don't like the salted ones because who needs extra salt?
Yeah.
I'm chewing them up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm a food. I got a food processor in my fucking face, dude. I'm good at it. I'm really good at eating, and I love it. I love eating.
Me too.
I love the feeling of being full.
Well, for me, that was the funny thing that I've thought about recently in terms of eating is how much I use food like a drug. That sometimes if like I need to go to bed. Fuck, I guess I'll just eat a bunch of shit and then I'll go to bed. Like,
yeah, I definitely
no
did
problem
that.
At all.
If that's the criteria for using it as a drug, then yeah, I'm
well, I mean,
I'm
that's
on
almost
board.
The only way that yeah. I use it like a drug really is for like a sleep aid, which is a crazy thing to say, but...
No, I still kind of do that. Yeah. See, I just changed all my late night snacks too. I only snack on like Special K snack crackers or celery and peanut butter
mm-hmm.
or carrots and ranch, light ranch.
Right.
You know, and just try to... eat more carrots than I am ranch. Normally, I would dunk that whole fucker in there,
sure,
but I just
sure.
do a little
pour
bit.
The ranch in your mouth, yeah.
So, I just changed my snacking to that.
Good for you, dude.
Essentially stopped eating hamburgers.
Really?
Sprinkled some in here and there, but
sure.
Hamburger was my staple.
At your worst, how many hamburgers were you eating a week?
Well, I can tell you this. At one point, I sat
tell
back and
this.
Realized that for probably the last 8 or 9 meals, I had a cheeseburger of some sort at one point. I didn't breakfast, lunch, dinner, cheeseburger.
Wow,
I love cheeseburgers.
They're
dude.
Great.
There's
nothing wrong with
a cheeseburger. But that's like so. I was eating a lot of red meat, and when I would go eat a cheeseburger, it would be the double Whopper at Burger King, or the two double cheeseburgers at McDonald's,
sure, sure, yeah,
or the two junior bacons at Wendy's, or the
McDonald's
bacon.
Got crack in it, right?
Something like it. Pink yeah. foam, but they yeah, cut yeah. that out. They actually don't have the pink foam anymore.
But
it's hard to stop yeah. by when I've got an hour, half an hour before I need to be at work. It's hard to not stop by and get
hey, it's McDonald's.
And it's such an easy, part of what I think it is it's such an easy solution
yeah.
to what we're all on, which is
really
a time crunch.
Exist.
Yeah. They've done a really good job at being at places where people are almost forced to drive by.
And
they hit really good intersections.
They do hit well, and they put a lot of research into that. From yeah. what I heard, who yeah. knows how true this is, but Wendy's, they're like where we put our restaurant.
No, that's Burger
plan.
King.
Well, I heard it about Wendy's.
Well, maybe both of them do.
Hopefully yeah. both of them do. If they're fucking
yeah.
smart, both of them
yeah,
do.
Somebody,
but it was,
I think
yeah.
somebody made a joke
just
that
put
Burger
it right
King,
next to McDonald's.
Yeah,
they
Burger
did the
King
research.
Doesn't even need a research department.
Of course not.
Yeah. They just wait till McDonald's pops someone
put
up.
One right
and,
next
yeah.
to it. Boom.
People eat at Burger King, though? Like, rarely see Burger King as crowded.
They're getting better.
Really? I think they're decently tasty, but
yeah, I
rarely
fine,
see them
yeah.
crowded.
They change their onion rings. They're more
really?
Fucking actual food-like.
Huh.
They're a little bit better. I wouldn't say marketable
right,
better,
right,
but
right.
a little bit
yeah.
better.
Wow.
Their chicken has become a lot better. Their chicken options have become a lot better.
Really?
All I ever got was a chicken sandwich, which is pretty gross.
The original chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Their tender crisp that came out a while back is a little better.
Yeah.
But recently they've come out with chicken strips, grilled chicken wraps. I mean, their chicken options are a lot better. And I haven't tried them, but I would think that they probably, because it's everything else they've come out with has been better, they seem to be more focused on quality. Those sweet potato fries that came out with are probably decent.
Everybody's doing sweet potato fries, dude. Good. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Feels like a lot of
I had a sweet potato baked potato. I guess it would just be a baked sweet potato.
Baked sweet potato?
Sure. At Wendy's and didn't like it, though.
Seems like it'd be too rich or something.
It was.
I don't really like sweet potatoes.
Too stringy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much stringier. Yeah. Like, I've never had a baked sweet potato before. Yeah, I've had sweet potatoes and stuff, but I've never had a baked sweet potato. Yeah. I didn't realize how
stringy's
fibrous
a good fucking verb for that, too. Yeah, or whatever it is.
Fibrous.
Adjective.
Fibrous.
So, yeah, Burger King's a little better. What was your question, though, a while back?
It's a physics question of the week. How much weight do you gain from a 16-ounce jug of mayonnaise? Like, does it...
Not 16 ounces. It depends probably how you ate it. I imagine that if you ate it in small amounts over a period of time, the eventual weight gain would be closer to 16. Ate it all at once, your body would process it, and enough would fall out into the waste process that that would be weight. So it wouldn't be a full 16 ounces.
And, yeah, it depends but it doesn't, on when you're weighing yourself,
does it convert
right?
to like, fat differently? Like, does it say, hey...
Probably in smaller amounts than a large amount at one time. If that's the difference.
Yeah, if you did it in a large amount, your body takes 80% of that and just dumps it in your fucking colon.
It's just like vitamins. Your body can only absorb so many vitamins at one time. So excessing in vitamins doesn't necessarily hurt you, but it's just a waste because your body's just pushing those.
Okay, well, let's go over the course of a week. You eat a 16-ounce tub, but does that affect the way and out of those 16 ounces per serving, 5 grams of that or whatever is fat, right? Is that what like turns into fat in your body, or that gets some of that gets dumped out and some of it sticks?
I think what the body stores as fat is what makes the weight. Yeah.
Does it convert the other shit you're eating? Like you put it on a hamburger. Does that change the effect of what hamburger sticks and turns to fat in you, or like? I don't.
If you change the what of hamburger.
If the mayonnaise changes, like, the properties of hamburger, like, if you're saying you cut out a bunch of mayonnaise out of your diet, is that really effectively changing what you end up weighing?
Yeah, because daily my body is processing less fat, so less fat's being stored.
So 10, 15 grams of that mayonnaise is no longer there and has an effect.
Yeah, so less fat's being stored, which means also that as the body's burning fat... It's the pool is rising slower from what I'm burning. So any extra burning is more beneficial.
Yeah,
okay. Speaking of burning fat, are you doing anything different exercise-wise?
I have probably as sparingly as you could possibly even still say you've exercised. Yes. But
like
but
what's,
no.
What's your like a walk or like
there's been a couple times where if I'm working overtime in between processes of the thing that I'm doing, I'll get up and do a lap around the building tour.
Which fucking, like, to me equals the, you've heard, like, the fucking dude walking on the beach analogy with the fucking starfish. Like, all these starfish walk up on the, like, float up on the beach, whatever, and he's tossing them back into the ocean, and some asshole walks up, and he's like... Fucking, what are you doing, dude? You'll never get all these starfish back in the ocean. He's like, it's not going to make a difference. And he throws another one back into the ocean. He says, well, it made a difference to that one.
Yeah.
I think, I say that to say this, even if it doesn't feel like much, I think it fucking counts. I think that it does, it didn't hurt. You know,
I think
what I mean?
I've snuck up into the work gym total of 3 times, and most of that was within the first 2 weeks.
Sure, yeah.
I've done push-ups in my house. Probably no more than 5 separate times.
Push-ups and sit-ups seem like a super easy way to go. And just stretching probably helps.
It's just a prison
that
workout.
I never fucking do.
I never stretch.
Like,
to
never.
Me, it seems like, especially when you're talking about weight loss, it seems more important for cardio than it does for like push-ups.
Yeah, and I didn't,
I'm not saying push-ups, sit-ups hurt.
Yeah, I didn't weight lift when I worked out.
Right.
I did the bike.
Yeah.
Some sit-ups.
Yeah, just burn calories. Just do your thing.
And I didn't work out for more than 10 minutes, ever, if I'm being honest. I don't like working out.
I don't
I'm
get
with
my
you
heart
there.
Rate.
But
ever.
I've played golf 3 times.
You walk when you play golf?
From the cart to my ball.
There you go. That's something.
And I usually park next to my ball.
Get right up on it.
So, no. I say that there's no point in walking while you're playing golf, except for the exercise, which now is being ruins my point. But nobody drives fucking horse and buggies no more.
That's
true. We invented a better way to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, that course down, I guess it's about the same. I went to
Heatherwood
Park. No, Armco Park today.
And Shaker Run?
No, the Armco Park side of it. I think it was only $12, $11.50 or something for 18 holes.
Really?
Like, yeah,
with cart?
No. I think it ends up being just as expensive.
It's an executive course, though, right? So, par threes?
Yeah, par threes. Right. I think it was, I think the cart, I think.
Still, though.
Is it a better executive course than Rolandia?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's a nice course.
I'd like to play that, then.
Yeah, it's a nice course.
How far away is it? 30-minute drive? 40-minute drive?
40 minutes, probably, yeah.
741?
Yeah. Yeah, when you hit a big turn, that's where it's at. Like, it's the best way to describe it. It's a big turn, and you'll know it.
Like a 15-mile-an-hour turn?
No, not quite, but it's big and, like, kind of banked, and, like, once you get around the turn, the park's
right
there.
There's no way you don't know your turn.
Yeah.
You always run into Tony Stewart when you're taking it?
Yes.
That kind of a turn?
Yes. Yeah, and I, like, I haven't been back down there in probably 10... it's got to have been more than that. I haven't lived there since 96 or something. Yeah, it's probably about right. But I can't determine how much shit has changed and how much not. Like, the 741, that big curve right there, doesn't feel the same. They, like, removed all the fence, which is weird.
Hmm.
Like, there's no fence around the park anymore. My house is now a park office, which is weird. And it's just interesting to go back and see shit that you remember that was like, oh, that was...
Oh, I bet.
Way bigger, way different, or whatever. Seems like they're busy, though. There's more people there than was typically there on a weekend when I was living there. So, it was interesting. It's weird to go back in time like that.
It is.
Last week, we ended, Matt and I ended just saying, just so you guys know.
Well, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
That sucks. I think I used just saying.
I think you use it an appropriate amount, perhaps.
So you didn't end it then?
No, it's just still
it's
ended.
It's suspended it without pay?
Either way, it's ended. Seems to be a lot of chicks that say that, and it's irritating.
I don't know. I think every now and then it could come in handy. I'm just saying.
Nope.
Seems like a fair point.
Taking a live call in.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-down.
I can hook that up for you if you want.
I'm going to check my phone, too.
No. Sweet.
Everything's all right on my phone.
Is that what you got?
Look, I took a picture of the full moon.
Nice.
I want to see both of them.
It's nice because it works like, it's so bright that when I just hit my fucking, it's almost a flashlight.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Are you thrilled about new phone coming out?
No. Christine's like super pissed about it because I guess they're going to change the connector.
Yeah.
So she's not happy about that at all. I fell in love with my Kindle again.
Yeah.
Is my new
tech. Is that a little kid?
No. No, just my ebook.
Well, the class has inspired you to fall in love with your little Kindle again.
It's not funny, Bobby. It's a lot of victims.
Especially if he starts bitching about it again.
Hey.
No. I feel like I've...
He's committed to being good.
I've walked back from the ledge. Of course, am I still pissed off about my health insurance? About
no,
my fucking...
You're okay.
Well, I am. Like, it's still frustrating, but I've vented all that anger. That was all that was just a bunch of anger, and it was misdirected. You guys didn't fucking take a dump on my chest. That's not on you.
It's an option.
We'll see how the rest of the night goes.
Let's take that outside if that's going to happen.
It's going to land on my chest, dude. You're floor will be fine.
Okay. Now,
just bring in some wet naps. Yeah. We'll be all right.
I do have a big tub.
I bet you do.
Doug Benson's podcast always does categories. The people have to pick movies from a certain category to guess. They play a game where they guess what this movie is based only on number of stars in the review from Leonard Maltin.
Oh, yeah, the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah. So the categories are always really funny and punny. And
honey.
One of them is Honey, I Got the Skids is the name of the category. And it's movies in which there was a scene where somebody was taking a shit. That's the category of movies you have to guess from. Oh, that was
Die Hard. No, fuck. Lethal Weapon. One of them.
What was the... didn't Zach and Miri Make a Porno have a fucking squatting over somebody's chest shitting scene?
I think so.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It was a really bad one. That's a bad one.
So you guys want to talk about Foster to Adopt, or are you talking about that? I don't give a
fuck.
Yeah,
are you on your thing looking for notes to talk about?
I'm just kind of looking, yeah. But, yeah, go ahead.
So, it costs $20,000 to adopt a kid. I ain't got $20,000.
That's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's a lot more than I thought. Are there financing options? There's a tax break. I mean, you can finance anything. Like, I go to the fucking bank and finance whatever the fuck, but it... I'm not sure I'd want to finance. Like, I've financed so much already. Like, Christine's up to, she was at $80,000 in student loans.
Well, I mean, financing just
cannot
be an option.
I'm at $30,000 in student loans. Right, right, right.
I mean, it can be available, but not an option. That's why. Is that what it is?
It is, yeah. It is available. It's
but
just,
not an option.
I don't yeah. feel like we're so over leveraged in terms of that as it is.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it not being an option if that's just the way
but
it is.
But I do believe that it's an option. I'm sure you can go to your bank.
No, I'm just saying it's okay that for you it's not an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's
yeah,
like
no.
life. It is what it is. I'm just saying.
You're just...
You hit a couple of them in that sentence, I think.
Got a couple, yeah.
I don't know if we've ended it. It is what it is, but we should.
Well, it is what it is. So, we ran out of...
So, how long ago... I'm interested in timeline. I like the idea of the timeline of it. How long ago did you decide that the adoption wasn't an issue? Because you had been through the fertility process prior, and that didn't necessarily... Fucking
right.
Take
yeah, root. I got my shit like sorted and like through health insurance.
So you
we did
that,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
and we could have pursued that further. My reasoning on that is I don't see any sense in pouring like I think it's like $7,000 a shot to like dump my cum into a fucking basket. They sort it. They splooge it into her, and then. It's a crapshoot still,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't see any money. I didn't see any sense in putting money into something that wasn't a sure
thing.
Have you
investigated DIY of that shit?
I can't sort it, dude. It's too many fucking sperms, man.
But what
it's
about, is the next step above then way more expensive to actually go in with the needle and actually insert the sperm, like force the fertilization?
Well, no, the next, yeah, I mean, you're describing it wrong, but the next step is take an egg out of her. Because they took my spooge, removed all the shitty swimmers, and then blew it into her at the right time after hormonal treatments, right?
With,
you guys did that?
With a turkey
yeah.
baster?
Nice. Huh. Essentially, for lack of a better term. I mean,
how far did they have to go? Like, is there a... What's the prime distance?
I don't think
distance?
Super deep. Like,
did you see this shit happening?
No.
Okay.
No, I only saw my end, which was porno in a room all by myself.
Did you use the porno, or did you like...
Yeah, I used the porno. I paid for the porno, didn't I? Fuck yeah, I used the porno.
I think I would have a feeling of like, no, I'm just going to do this myself. Like, they
I sort of wish that they would have like just said like, hey, the Wi-Fi password's blah, 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 blah. And I would have like been able to use the porno that I wanted to use. Yeah. But
yeah, like four little men in a
exactly.
Girly twins.
Thank you. I can't fucking beat off efficiently to this bullshit.
Okay, so how long ago was that?
The
adoption was sent... Then, because where we were
at the end of that was a year and a half, I'd say.
Ago?
From now, yeah. From this moment.
Okay, so then you said, how quickly did the idea of fostering come into the brain?
Well, I mean, initially, the idea was not foster, was adopt. And that was my idea from Jump Street. Like,
yeah, but I'm talking about after you found out adoption wasn't an option.
After we found out adoption wasn't an option, I don't know, 30 minutes? Like, because we knew... Christine is fucking made to raise babies. Like
so did
she
you
does
go,
it for a living. Like
was the lead, as they would call it in sales, given to you by the fertility doctor?
No, I mean we knew like just on the research that we had done.
You already had the lead to the foster agency.
Yeah, I mean I knew that was the only other step down that path was well, if we can't afford to adopt a kid, then we got to go foster to adopt.
So did you call somebody up and say, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. We're looking to adopt or we're looking to foster some kids.
Blow blank loads.
What do I got to do?
No, I mean, we called them. And I don't even think it was a call them situation. I think it was jump on their website.
And fill out an app.
Not even fill out an app. The first step is come to our informational meeting. And informational meeting was, I think, 2 hours or 3 hours. And that is 3 hours of your 40 hours of training that you have to do to be certified to be a foster parent. So once we found that out,
How are the other people that are in these?
They're more sketchy than you'd hope.
Is there obvious money grabbers in there?
I feel like there are, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah,
like
I feel like in all on. The... In both today and the informative meeting and all that shit, like, every time I sort of spotted somebody that was like, I don't, like, trust your game, yo. Like, you don't seem like you're in this for the right reasons. You kind of seem like a dick. You don't seem like, like you're broke as fuck, and I'm broke as fuck, so why do you come off so broke? I don't, you know, like.
My numbers might be wrong, but maybe you could more accurately provide the numbers, but I knew a family at one point where I knew the kids of the family, and there was I knew the guy and another and a girl, and they were essentially brother and sister, but they were both fostered into this family.
And
who
then
also
adopted?
Had,
or those, just still fostered?
No, those two were adopted.
Okay.
But the family also had a circulation of always at least four other kids running through.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a total
that's a
of
money
six.
Game.
And they were, the kids even talked about it openly, and I want to say that the number was like $3,000 a month for each kid. So these people had a nice house in Miamisburg and were living nice. It was like a tri-level, plenty of
space. $3,000 a month for each kid
sweet
is
backyard,
high from what I've
trampoline.
Heard.
I'm the number maybe. I'm saying the number's
sure,
possibly
sure, sure.
off, but even if it's even if I'm triple wrong and it's $1,000 a month per kid. I mean, what's more accurate? What is the number? Do you have any idea what the number is?
Because there's a bunch of different stipends, right? Like, there's a stipend for fucking the room that's in your house. There's a stipend for clothes. There's a bunch of different stipends.
So the bigger your house, the more money?
I don't think so. I think room to house the kid is room to house the kid. I don't think it matters on the size of your home. But for every fucking kid you're running out of that place, you get a stipend for clothes and you get a stipend for housing. Now you're not paying extra to have another fucking kid in your joint, right? You've already got, in most of these cases, you've already got fucking clothes for this kid.
Well,
like,
at least at the minimum, at least the housing part of the stipend is redundant after every kid is
brought
in.
Right, right,
right. Okay. At the very minimum.
Yeah, at the very minimum. And I would argue that the clothing part is fucking redundant, that there's... They could also be running, from what I understand, fucking...
sweatshops.
Not sweatshops, but, like, you can get reimbursed for daycare and fucking care for the kids.
Who's paying for that shit?
What do you mean, who's paying
like
for that
who's giving this money? The
me
government?
And you.
Yeah, tax money.
Okay.
Me and you, buddy.
Huh.
And me.
Yeah,
assholes.
For a little bit. For a little bit.
I don't have health
till this company fails.
Huh.
But here's the thing. I think Austin might agree with me. We'll ask. I'm not going to speak for him, but... Assuming I was in a position to get money for kids, I wouldn't look at the second stipend for clothing as an excess, because I think part of being a parent and the fun of it is taking your kid out for clothes shopping and stuff like that, and being able to buy them stuff that you know they need and is good for them, but they feel good about. Do you agree with that? Do you like...
No, I don't care.
You don't care about shopping for clothes for your kids?
Not really. I mean, it's nice getting clothes that fit and stuff.
It doesn't feel good to buy your kids stuff?
No, not really.
Well, they're kind of, I mean, like, at least in terms of the clothing stipend, right? Like, they're kind of, at least so far, they've been kind of preachy about that. Like, you need to fucking spend that on the kid.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't just fucking go in. And they're super, one of my concerns, frankly, with my current salary, and especially with Christine only getting like 12 hours a week right now, is I'm not sure we make enough money to not like be a threat or like raise red flags in like, oh, are these guys running a scam? Like I worry about that.
Baby factory.
That's what I was saying though, that the evidence that you have, even all of its circumstantials, the fact that you have proven records of medical treatments for fertility,
like, hey, you've been trying,
proves that you have been through other steps. Right. You didn't immediately think money grab.
And, I mean, a lot of these families, a lot of the people that are in there, I mean, I've yet to be, I guess, I'm in the 20%, like, of the age range of people that are in these classes and have been in these meetings so far. There's one other couple that's in our age range, period. A lot of these couples, or a lot of these women, or no, not so many men, but a lot of these women are like, I fucking got my kids out of the house, and I'm good at raising kids, so.
Like 40-year-old, 50-year-old ladies.
Yeah, 50-year-old, not 40-year-old so much. 50 and 60-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going foster to adopt, are they?
I don't know what they're, I mean, it's difficult to tell. I imagine, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if they're in it for the money grab, then they don't give a fuck about adopt.
Yeah.
They want foster, because as soon as you adopt, you're on your own, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, now you got a kid. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, I think that's why these people adopted, too. I think at two different points, they thought that adopting one of them would reduce their suspicions of being fucking money grabbers.
Right. It's, I mean,
why else would you keep four other ones circulating throughout the house?
You can have, from what I understand, you can have up to 10 foster kids.
Shit.
If you think about it, though, that makes sense, because in our history of human beings, there has been plenty and plenty and plenty
of kids.
I know, but there's been plenty of families that have that many kids.
Sure, but
so it's a thing. It exists.
It does exist, but like, it was never a thing that was voluntarily walked into, right? Like, it was always like, fuck, I guess Betsy's pregnant again, so I could kick her down the stairs.
No.
Like,
no, my grandmother and grandfather were Catholic and didn't believe in contraception, and they were perfectly willing to deal with as many kids as ever came out.
That's exactly what described, right? She's pregnant again. They didn't seek out 10 kids.
That's voluntary. Yeah, they did. They knew the consequences of their fucking.
Really? I mean, they believed in God, so.
You think that they believed that they was doing it and they was hoping that there was going to be no kids?
No, my assumption is they thought that God wouldn't fucking give them more than they could handle and all that bullshit.
So that's voluntarily.
I'm not sure it is.
Well, you certainly had families.
You have free will, dude. Of course it's voluntarily.
Not in terms of God. He's got a plan.
Well, you have the free will to choose that. If you want to be that person.
If you're a fucking Bible-thumping religious person.
No.
God chose that plan for you.
Right, but you, without you knowing it, you have chosen it. I'm saying those people that believe that have chosen that. They can tell you whatever they want. I'm telling you, they've chosen it. They have the free will to choose it, and that's what they chose to do. Now, they're fully into it and thinking that it was chosen for them, but I'm telling you, they chose it. And them thinking it was chosen for them is part of their process of choosing it. It's voluntary.
It sounds like a bailout for your grandparents, but I'll let it go.
Oh, well, it's not a bailout for my grandparents at all.
I think farmers back in the day totally voluntarily had 10 kids so they could have help on the farm.
My grandpa's a fucking horn dog. Yeah. My grandma died, and my grandpa just got married a little bit ago.
Oh, don't throw that
He's
in my
still
face.
Fucking. Like, he's 80. He's about to be 90 years old. He's got married when he was 87.
Awesome. Thank your grandpa for all the fucking mouth breathers we got on the fucking planet.
Because he wants to fucking get it. He wants to get it on.
Yeah. Tell him to beat off occasionally. Like, I don't get that perspective. But that's a different conversation.
That might be a sin as well.
Planting two seeds in the same hole. I mean, that's shellfish. It's all fucking the same. We're on the. This is one of the few places where we can
fucking
fully
agree.
Shellfish
felt like a word that didn't belong in anywhere. What's
no, it's all the same. Don't eat fucking shellfish. It's an abomination. Just like planting two seeds in the same hole is an abomination. Here, we get to go away from Austin, and I get to be in a complete fucking agreement with you. It's bullshit. It's a bunch of arbitrary rules that some fucking asshole from Israel or whatever the fuck made up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a way to control society.
Absolutely, yeah.
To provide a moral code.
Shellfish just being an example of one of those.
It was a way to provide a moral code for people to be decent. Which, in that sense, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it doesn't need to be done anymore. We have other ways of being more conscious of our humanity and more capable of compassion and more thoughtful towards being responsible for ourselves. we don't need the fear hanging over us anymore to act like normal people. We can just be normal because that's what we are.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so where were we at on the foster to adopt thing?
Well, you had looked into it and found out that you needed the training hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was step one. We went to the...
So did you know immediately who to call to get the training classes booked and scheduled and paid for?
Yeah, I mean...
How much of those cost?
Nothing.
Oh, really? No way.
I haven't paid anything.
That's actually good, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't paid anything. I mean, we didn't really...
I think that they could reduce the amount of money grabbers they're getting by charging people at least a small amount of money to
I feel
pay
like
for those classes.
Certified. Based on what I've seen in the classes, it can't be more than 10%. And I'm not saying like 10%
money grabbers.
Yeah. I'm not saying 10% is a good number, but most of the people there seem to genuinely give a fuck. Yeah, most of the people don't seem to be, like I said, it seems about 10% of the people that are in it for, and I'm not even sure it's all money grabbers.
Yeah.
Some of it's certainly molesters, right? Yeah, like some of it's fucking crazy fucks who are assholes for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. But I feel like I'm lumping all that 10% of nefarious means or purposes or whatever the fuck into that 10%. I feel like 90% of the people are there. Some of them seem to be led by God.
Yeah.
Some of them are like us and can't fucking make a baby.
Yeah.
A lot of them, a surprising amount, frankly, are these older women who are like, I'm dope at raising kids, yo. And like, and who knows, obviously, also when we talk about the money grab thing, it seems super easy to say like, oh, that's a money grab game right there. As opposed to, gee, I'm good at this.
Might as well make some money.
Money's a nice piece on the side. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I would say that there's another, I don't know, maybe 10%, 15%. So total of 25%, 10% full-on money grab or other nefarious crazy shit, and then another 15% that like, oh, the money doesn't hurt type game.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, we show up, and they fucking tell us... they tell us, welcome to fucking foster to adopt. This is, you got to get 40 hours of training in there. Maybe 12.
Timber. Okay.
Maybe 14. That smells good. And
it's I don't know what the fuck
Airwick.
It is.
Airwick.
It isn't. What flavor?
A little plug.
Waters, possibly. There you go. Making that up. Fresh water's not far off.
Yeah, not halfway there.
I'm a fucking aficionado of
air fresheners lately.
So 12, 14 people in there.
12, 14 people
in
the initial
one. How many ladies versus couples? No single dudes other than
no
you.
No single dudes. Not a single, single dude. The only single dude that I've ever seen was today when I was in the wrong class.
And you saw a mirror.
Well, I was alone in the class today, which felt fucking awkward as shit for the fucking molestation class.
Pretty sweet.
But there was, I went to the wrong class today, which was like for already, like for ongoing training for foster parents, and there was a single dude in there. That's the first time I've seen a single dude.
Huh. Hey, lift all your shit up, and then push the middle where your arm is. Push it down. Yeah, move all the crap up that's in the middle there. Something cool happens. No, the other way. Push it this way. From up top. There you go. Ta-da.
Yeah.
Transformers. More than meets the pie. So how many single ladies versus couples?
Oh, I'm a single ladies.
Almost probably like...
I'm going to start doing that because I'm going to... Quick sidebar. There's so many times in my life where I hear a phrase that reminds me of the stupidest fucking song in the world. I'm going to start singing it when I hear it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah. And, by the way, if you're that guy... Somebody else got that, like, I got that reference. It wasn't out of fucking left field for me. I knew it. You said all the single ladies. I got it. I would say maybe 60-40. There's a lot of fucking old women that are in there. And, like, and again, the old women, I would put in definitely in that 15%, yeah. right? Like that the money is a motivator for them.
Yeah.
I would guess we're all fucking human, right? Yeah. Like the money doesn't hurt for me, but we'd fucking, if it weren't this, Christine would fucking snatch a kid up from the park. Like she was, there's no fucking way she's not raising a kid. Yeah. Like that's so important to her. And I support her in that. Yeah. And I think it's a good thing to do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went to the first meeting and it was 3 hours and then they're like, you gotta, from here on out, you gotta be signed up for meetings and you'll get a fucking home assessor and...
Really?
Yeah.
Like somebody comes out?
Somebody comes out, from what I understand in terms of the home assessment, one, the fire department comes out.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta make sure that your fucking home is safe for kids, right? I mean, like... As anal retentive...
Dude, the hospital lets fucking anybody take
his kid. Exactly, yeah. Anybody. Asshole who can shit out a fucking kid.
You got a car seat? That's all you need?
But, and they check if we have a car seat. But part of it is, seems to be to me, you know, they don't want fucking, you know, James Carville running in and saying like, oh, look, they're giving babies just to any asshole. Yeah. So they got to be like hypersensitive to that, for good or for bad, I would guess... For good,
it's all
maybe
good intention,
overly good.
But it's like such the fine line between, like, before you leave the hospital after you spat out a kid, you need to go, like, you're going to spend 2 days in this deal where we're going to go over all this shit. You know.
Well, one of the crazy things I was thinking today in my first two, I mean,
I was probably the most Big Brother-y thing I've ever said in my life. Like
what? That they should?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
like the cops should probably come and check out your house. I'm like, okay, here's the
issue.
Yeah, you
can raise a kid here.
Watch out for
this is cool. Get that plug under control. How many things you got into that?
But is Big Brothery, I think, puts a bad spin on it. Is that Big Brothery or is it just smart as a society to take those precautions?
Well, Austin was saying like that you sort of support that. So,
kind of, but I don't know that I want the cops in my house saying, hey,
but there's
it's a weird line.
But see, they don't have to be if you don't choose that option. At some point, at some point, the state becomes responsible for these kids. So then, therefore, they have to take actions.
Yeah.
If you had no other choice but to place your kids somewhere, what actions would you take?
Yeah.
It's not Big Brother. You're choosing to take these actions. Big Brother sounds like it's almost like done without your permission, in a way. You know what I'm saying?
And it is.
It has that connotation.
Right, but Joel's going into this, and he's like,
"Well, it is with my permission, right?
You're
but
going
like, with the kids that are removed from a household. It's not with their permission because it's been reported neglect. It's been reported abuse. It's been reported whatever, and that's why Montgomery County Children's Services steps in and says." We're going to have to fucking take a look around the house, assholes. And if you're fucking, if it seems like you got a pet or uncle living in the fucking closet, then we got to do something about that.
Yeah.
But the liberties you lose by that being something that can happen, are they not worth the benefits of taking those steps?
Let's, certainly,
because mention the benefits of taking those steps. What are just the, if you make it a pro-con list, what are the pros of taking those steps? The pros of taking those steps are you possibly do your best to save a kid from being molested, beaten, killed, tortured,
just neglected,
raped,
not fed,
neglected,
even anything,
hated.
Yeah.
Okay. At what level of loss of civil liberty has to get to before it outweighs the benefits of what those steps are providing for the kids?
I mean,
is it at that level? Are you saying that them having the option to come look into your house without your permission because something was out of your control and got reported?
To me, that's the difference. That they're not coming and knocking on your door because you have kids. They're not coming and knocking on your door because you have kids. Just because you have kids. There is some cause. We've got, someone has fucking reported you. And if you've got an upstanding household, which the house that I seem to be in, seems to be upstanding.
Yes.
It's, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't think that they're looking to take kids, from what I understand. In fact, they're not looking to take kids out of the house. They've said over and over, we want kids with their birth mother. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The reason what you're saying is different from the reason that it exists and it for me and him, it didn't, which is your beef with it.
I don't have any
beef with it. It's not Joel. I'm the one that's complaining that it's a weird.
I don't have any. So far, I've been like, surprised that I haven't had any beef with it.
Okay, well, the reason that it exists and it doesn't. The reason that you have a beef with it is because it exists, but it doesn't for us.
It's just a fickle, like goofy, tricky thing that I totally understand. It's just it's bizarre that while I'm not keen on the man coming in looking through my house to say that, no, you need to have this in line before you can have some kids in here, I don't like that aspect. But at the same time, I kind of like that aspect, and I also understand that it's a in Joel's circumstances a necessary evil.
We got to look at who's responsible for the object, with the object being the kid. Whose responsibility is it?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. When me and you are having a kid, yeah, it's our responsibility. Yeah. When the kid's going to Joel, it's the state's responsibility.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
They have the means to do what they have to do.
Yeah, but it's still a weird spot for me.
But for it to be lumped in with Big Brothery bothers me, though. I think Big Brothery has its place. I don't think this aspect should be lumped in with it.
Oh, and maybe that was an improper way to say it, but I could see it potentially getting out of line pretty quickly. Like, I could see somebody coming into to Joel's house, and just because this dude wants to see something or feel a certain way about something, now Joel doesn't get a kid, even though we both know that he and his wife would be beautiful parents. Oh, he smokes a cigarette on a porch. Like, really? That's going to put you at the bottom of a list?
Right.
Whereas, you know, there could be a million other things that this really healthy person does that are not going to be as noticeable.
But the reason they err on the conservative side is because the consequences are horrible. They err on the side of not even accepting the people that smoke a cigarette on their porch so that they weed out the people that smoke 4 packs a day in their house but make it look like they only smoke a cigarette on their porch. And then once their process is done and Big Brother's done looking at them, they go back to smoking 4 packs of cigarettes in the house.
And I think that specifically on the cigarette thing, that if there weren't data showing that kids that grow up in a house where a smoker is present have a higher risk of asthma, have a higher, like, I really do get the feeling, because it's not fucking dip. They don't give a fuck if I got nicotine in my system, right? Like, they only care.
They're erring on the side of caution because of the consequence. You can't put enough dip in your mouth to harm the kid.
Right.
So they don't worry about the dip.
I spit it in their mouth.
It's where the system that's been created might have got something right. I don't know how you can argue against erring on the side of caution to the complete conservative end when you're dealing with the state. They didn't ask to be responsible for the kids. It's us as a society as responsibility of creating a body of people that are responsible for these kids because this exists. So now it exists. We have to deal with the problem. Now we have to put in place a way to deal with a problem, and we have to do it in a way that we can't ever say we're doing it wrong. And if given the choice of having to be wrong because I'm being Big Brothery or be wrong because I allowed them to get molested, you have to choose the option of being wrong.
Sure, but you don't think it's weird? Like, you don't.
Well, what I was about to say that gives your side credit is I think it has Big Brothery parts, but those parts added together don't become a Big Brothery sum. And I think intention matters a lot. And while it has Big Brothery parts, none of that added for its purpose becomes a Big Brothery sum. The final conclusion doesn't, to me, feel Big Brothery. That was my wedding ring.
All right.
We're all three married. That's why we're fucking lame-os sitting in a living room arguing about fucking foster care at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
It's a fickle spot for me. And I'm not opposed to them checking shit out. The thing that, like I said, you just had a baby. You need to now sit in his class and a cop needs to come check out
your shit.
Well,
that's what I was thinking in the class today, right? Like
both sides of that seems crazy to me.
The introductory class was introductory. It was nothing. But today,
here's what a baby looks like.
When they were talking specifically, like, the molestation shit and the sexual predator stuff and all that that was, like, really, that was a tough 3 hours.
What's the...
But for the I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's the fucking point of that? Well, I don't grasp what the point of that class was.
The point of that class is...
Is it to point out, hey, you're a molester?
You need to know what to look for.
I thought we already said this.
In terms of...
You already
of,
asked that exact same question.
I'm confused about it, though.
From what I understood today, the point
so
of that
get a,
was...
You get
you need to know what to look
a,
for.
You get a four-year-old that comes to your house as a foster
yeah.
kid, and they start talking this shit. Okay.
Yeah, or they're fucking trying to touch the genitals of your three-year-old that you already... A lot of these people seem to already have kids in the house.
Dr. Phil, dude, swear to God. Episode of Dr. Phil. There was a kid that this family... I told Austin about this, and even at the time, he thought it was a fucking crazy story. Made for good.
To Dr. Me. Phil's credit, just real quick, one of the videos we watched today was Oprah who spawned Dr. Phil. So I'm not... I don't want to, you know, to walk back a little bit of what I said last
So... Time. This family saved a kid from the worst situation you could possibly think of. Literally caged, tortured, sex
fucked
slave.
The whole thing, yeah.
The run of the fucking mill. The run of the gambit, dude. Everything you can think of. For like the first 7 years of his life. They save this kid. They get him when he's about 8. He's like 12.
And he's molesting their kids.
And he's fucking diddling. Fucking family members, uncles. He's fucking rubbing himself on uncle's laps at parties. The lady wakes up, and the 12-year-old is like straddled over her face with his pants down with his dick in her mouth. She got molested by him, and he's fucking like 12. Yeah. Like, that's the fucking shit that exists.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I mean,
how
it's brutal. And
in
terms of what they talked about in the molestation and sexual fucking abuse class today was that shit perpetuates itself and it becomes, and that those kids that are abused, if not treated properly, end up becoming abusers and don't give a fuck in terms of age or fucking,
they had their own, like, 5-year-old daughter and they had to keep them apart. They weren't allowed to play together. Because they were already about 95% sure that at some point he had done something before they realized what was the what else was going on. That's fucking crazy.
But so less than
is there a case to kill that kid?
Well, I would argue. I mean, I hate to agree with Adam Carolla at any point.
Can a case be made for it?
That fucking illiterate fuck? However. I do sort of agree that these are broken people.
You've went all the way to hating Adam Carolla status?
I don't hate him, but he is an illiterate fuck. But
he doesn't hide from it.
He's said, and to his credit, he doesn't hide from it. But he has said, and I think that there's a fair point to be made, these are broken people. And in the same way that a heroin addict is always going to be looking for a score, even if they're in 12-step meetings and really working on themselves... The best they can hope for is to sort of keep that tiger in the cage. But that tiger ain't fucking going away. And a lot of these people maybe should just be put down because it's fucking over for them.
I think there's a better case to be made for a heroin addict. I think
a heroin addict is birth
to 7, you've been caged, tortured, raped, beaten, fucked, burned, you know, sucked off.
Yeah, how do
sold.
You beat that? How do you win that battle?
Yeah, I think in those cases,
yeah,
is there a case for killing?
That's such a formative time in your life.
I'm not like kill every heroin addict.
That's not what I'm saying, but
I still have plenty of opportunities in my life to try heroin, probably.
Well, or Oxycontin. Hey-o!
Timber. You gotta spin the bottom some, apparently. Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't want to break it though.
I think
certainly don't want to be
responsible. How long do you have to kill off the molested broken people? How many generations does that take?
It's an excellent question.
Like, does it just happen for 2 generations and then like, oh, we don't have
no,
those people
I don't
anymore?
Think so. I mean, because you know? Then it wouldn't have come up at all, right? Like if
Well,
no, it never
fucking,
goes away.
You got, I think there's a never goes away, but I think you might be able to minimize.
Oh, you killed them all right now?
Yeah, you killed them all right.
You definitely minimize
it. You kill them all right now, and then you have another smaller batch the next go around.
Yeah, for each time you would eliminate a portion of it.
Maybe
yeah.
Extreme cases. Some not everybody who's been diddled,
yeah.
right? But like,
yeah.
fuck, you were touched like crazy and like a sex slave from 0 to 6 or from 0 to 8, chances are the statistics say you're done. And there's no way we see zero evidence that you end up okay.
Can we
I'm not thrilled with that option. Like, I hate the idea of, like,
could we
this kid hasn't done anything wrong.
Can we put him on a farm and have him do some work?
I'd rather know. If we was going to do something as extreme as one or the other,
yeah,
I'd rather him be gone. If we had to make the decision, because I don't know if there's much of a difference between the humanity of either.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to have to make that kind of a decision, I'd rather not.
I think it's more humane to put him down.
Yeah, I'd rather him be gone.
In slavery.
Yeah, I don't want to know that there's a class of people out there that are just fucking slaves for the rest of their life. Like, I don't want that on my head.
What if it's not bad, though? I mean, I'm not saying, like, create literally sweatshop, but, like, here's a ranch where you put some fucking people, they do some stuff for the day, and then
no, because that's money that it costs that we would have to pay for.
Not if they're being productive. Like, not if they're doing something.
Nah, they'll escape.
They probably would. I don't know. Like, it just seems
fuck animals.
Yeah.
They'll fuck each
well,
other.
Who gives a shit about
you
that?
Then have
Nobody
to take
cares.
You then have to take care, because if you're trying to make it nice, they're gonna fuck each other.
Yeah.
Then you have to take care of their kids. Then you have to make a decision, is their kids worth putting their kids born and immediately put into this fucking camp?
No.
Like, now generations forward, you have to decide who gets to stay and who gets to leave. And you've essentially created the fucking worst scenario possible. No chance.
Sexy,
ultimate
though.
Imprisonment.
Sexy.
No, not sexy at all.
Maybe give them sexy outfits.
Even still.
Make it
not
sexy,
sexy
to other people. When they step close, they're magnetized ozone fucking gravity pulled into the fucking ranch. And now they live there. Nice. Make everything about them sexy. And if you're willing to walk towards them.
All right.
You're out too.
I'd like to walk this back from the sexual predator shit and go back to the foster stuff. And actually go back to the sort of government looking into your house stuff. When you were talking about...
Wait a minute. Government can lick into my house all it wants to.
Absolutely. They don't think they won't, because they will. You know, Obama's America. That's how it works. But in... don't apologize. So I went through 6 hours of training today.
Yep.
The first 3 hours were all on the topic of de-escalation. De-escalation.
Of conflict?
Of conflict.
Okay.
And I found myself at a couple different points in that thinking.
Crazy angry?
No. Thinking, I just answered that like, what's his name? No. Fucking whatever. Christopher Walken.
Oh, there you go.
At a couple different points in that, I thought, I feel like every new parent should get this.
Yeah.
Like every, in fact, maybe at some point during the first 5 years of your kid, you should have to show up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And just, these are fucking, because I, like, at a couple different points, like, wow, that's a really good trick. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, problems that I've found, that I saw in myself, even in arguments with Christine, with my wife, were like, wow, like, I could see that being super fucking helpful. I'm glad you fucking told me that. Like, so there is, like, to your point of, we let these people have kids without any consequence, without any sort of oversight or whatever. In the first part of the lecture today, at a couple different points, I thought, like, I'm really glad, even if we never get a kid, I feel like I'm going to be better
at communicating. Lessons like that.
And better at sort of walking back from an argument or whatever because I sat here for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool.
Raising children of divorce class or whatever the fuck. There was mostly useless, but there's a couple like, oh, okay, thanks. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was useful.
Little tips. Yeah. Just.
I get that from Dr. Phil a lot. I wish I was fucking joking.
I'm
dead ass serious. There's nuggets of fucking cool information in there. I actually had a weird coincidence happen. Where I watched an episode, like Dr. Phil just started its new season. And the first episode, the first episode was called Worst Husbands in America. And it had this couple, and the wife was claiming he was the worst husband. They was going through all the shit. They were both, bottom line, they were both crazy, and they were fucking toxic together. You know, so they could either figure out a way to deal with it.
Yeah. Crazy. They went on the fucking, they went on TV. Not just Dr. Phil.
This is how crazy we are.
Well, honestly, how crazy do you have to be to show up anywhere on TV?
Okay, like, but the next chick only went on Dr. Phil because it was her last option. She was on the verge of being held up as a sex slave.
Wow.
That's how bad her marriage had gotten. This guy is controlling everything about her, keeping her on the ranch. She wasn't allowed to leave the property. Like,
don't
it
talk
was
to your
it,
friends on the phone.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And he originally said he would agree to come on the show, and they did a pre-interview, and they had that much, and then he decided not to come on the show. Then he threatened all kinds of shit to her if she did come on the show, and then she did come on the show, and now she, Dr. Phil's getting her an attorney because her only fear is that she's never going to get her kids. Yeah. He controls all the money. She has nothing in her name, no money. She has no fucking financial history.
That'll be rough.
Yeah, okay. So Dr. Phil is providing the resources for her to have legal counsel to take care of it all legally and get what's owed to her as far as marital money is considered. And, well, anyways, the first couple that was less severe.
Yeah.
The lady was complaining because the guy was always fucking telling her that she would call... Or he would call her and say, where you at? And she'd say, I'm at work. Or I'm in the car. I'm driving here. And he would say, I don't hear the radio. I don't hear the background noise. I don't hear the traffic.
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about? It doesn't sound like.
Yeah.
Jade called me today. I'm walking back in from work from smoking a cigarette. And she's like, where are you at? I'm like, at work. She goes, I don't hear the noise in the background. And I just watched this episode.
Yeah. Oh, she had a Dr. Phil response for her.
And I was like, no, I was like, you need to fucking watch, because I didn't delete it after I watched them. You need to watch that first episode of Dr. Phil on the DVR right the fuck now.
You might be one of the world's worst wives.
Yeah, so I said, are you the world's worst wife? Yeah. I said that. I said, watch that fucking episode. What are you doing to me? What are you asking me where I'm at? And I tell you, and then you say, I don't hear this noise in the background.
Well, and in Jade's, for me to take Jade's position on this, right?
You need some bigger tits, my fan.
Well, thank you, because I'm trying to shrink my tits down. Part of the thing that I learned
some bigger
about
other
myself,
things as well.
One of the thing I learned about myself in the de-escalation part of the talk today, right, was that if there's an issue, if you're being disrespected or whatever, my tendency is we're gonna have this fucking talk right fucking now. Tempers are hot. And I'll follow her around. Like, and she's trying to get away from me so we can all fucking decompress.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that's what I was... I didn't realize that I was continuing to escalate the situation. Like, in Jade's defense, my guess is she didn't realize that, like, oh, fuck, I guess I wouldn't like it if somebody fucking called me up and said, like, well, I don't hear sounds that confirm your fucking bullshit story. Like, that sometimes you don't realize, or at least I don't realize... how my behavior really is. I feel justified in it. I feel like I've got this fucking point of view, but I'm not thinking about how I would feel if I were on the other end of that. And that was one of the things that I came out of the fucking de-escalation thing is like,
if you're not
being respected, we can have that talk later. But right now, go off into your room and chill out, and I'll chill out, and we'll all fucking chill out for a minute, and then we'll deal.
If the situation was reversed, though, I would be the asshole for even questioning why.
Right, but what I think Joel's saying is that she doesn't realize she's being an asshole.
Right.
That doesn't make it okay.
No. God, but no. It makes
I have a strong sense of justice, immediate justice, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. Let's just acknowledge that the justice exists. If you do that, and you're the asshole in the situation... it shouldn't be on me to make it better for you. You should be responsible for your own actions.
Absolutely.
So because she was an asshole, doesn't mean that I've escalated the situation. There was no situation till she let it happen, till she said it.
Right. I honestly don't think, from what you've explained, that in any way you were an asshole about this. What I'm saying is...
well, she was an asshole.
That she was an asshole, and she didn't know that she was an asshole.
I brought it up.
Right.
I brought it up
in
calmly.
In the heat of the moment, right, when she thinks that you're cheating on her, essentially, that's her fear.
Well, I mean, broken just, down, yes.
Right. Yeah. That's her fear, is that you're not really at work, that you're off somewhere fucking some whoever.
Right.
It's almost impossible for her to take a step back from that in that moment and say, like, holy fuck, like, well, I wouldn't appreciate somebody doing this to me. Like, I wouldn't appreciate Bobby being like this to me.
I'm not saying that you need to tolerate that.
I know, but that conclusion doesn't equal I'm the one escalating the situation.
No, I don't feel like I've... How did I say that you were the one escalating the situation?
Because you said you realized that you just now realized that you were the one escalating the situation.
I'm not talking about your situation with her at all. I'm talking about when...
You're talking about chasing around Christine around your house.
Right.
When you're
we're
going to
finish
something.
This conversation. I want to have my fucking voice heard.
You're
not
saying,
respecting
you,
me.
You
I'm
saying,
talking about me.
But you were saying, but where I can take Jade's side is this.
Where I can come from... take Jade's side is maybe...
Well, you're correlating
strong.
You're chasing Christine around as the same
right.
as Jade.
Neither one are
she
acceptable behavior.
Work.
But... neither one are behavior that can be addressed in the, that was the big thing that I learned about de-escalation today was you can't, there's no reason to address that in the heat of the moment. Let's all fucking take a breath.
Yeah,
is the big thing that I got today.
On the top end of what you're describing as de-escalation, on the top end, it makes sense, but also on the top end, it makes it kind of a built-in excuse for the other person's behavior. Like, okay,
how so?
Because, okay, I need to back off so that this situation doesn't get worse, is saying I'll shoulder the responsibility for why it's bad and make it not bad.
I don't, because to me...
I'm more likely to, in an argument, to try to get somebody to not get to the point where they just say... essentially, we agree to disagree. And it's probably a mental psychosis on me, but I think that if stuff can be told logically and the person responsible for the wrongdoing, if it's a situation that involves a wrongdoing, is notified of it and it can be broken down to them where they can understand it and they get it, then therefore everything is on that person. Because the situation wouldn't exist if the wrongdoing didn't happen.
My point is that pointing out of the wrongdoing, that explaining to the person how they're overstepping their bounds or whatever, can happen later. What I felt about myself in the de-escalation talk today was that in the moment, there's no reason to fucking push buttons. And when cooler heads have prevailed and after work has happened, right? Like in your situation, you were at work, there was some bullshit. Now, when you get home from work, now that we've both had even 15 or 20 minutes to think about and understand our positions and think about the position of the other person, now's the time.
Yeah. Well, I guess
to talk about that stuff. Cause like, well, I'm like you. I feel like I'm like you. I want to fucking... No, no, no. You're fucking me right now. I want to talk about how you're fucking me right now.
Yeah, this was a bad example.
Let's talk about how you're fucking me after we're all fucking chilled out for a minute. And we can all have some perspective is all I got out of it.
For the record, this situation was nowhere near that. We both laughed it off.
Of course, yeah.
Dude.
No, I don't...
This didn't go that far at all, by the
way. Right.
But I think that where I'm wrong and what I just realized is why I'm wrong... is that my...
This might be a first, folks.
my teaching has come from the fact that a discussion later with my wife results in her conveniently forgetting a lot of the key details of why I'm right. I need it to be fresh, or she's going to pretend like she doesn't remember it. Because it's convenient for her. And that's what I've been dealing with for quite a long time now.
Right.
So I'm conditioned to maybe think the wrong way about it.
Right.
If you're dealing with a much more rational human being.
I'm not.
I am,
and I'm not. We're all irrational right, human beings.
Well, I'm just saying. But on the scale, I think it's possible that you're dealing with a person who's more rational. Then you have a different fucking point of view and I'm wrong. And you're closer to right, especially for your situation.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing that let me talk now. The thing that I think about that, I guess, is... Oh, fuck, I forgot my fucking point.
Well, hey, how deep are we into this one?
We're going 2 hours on this one. Unless we're going to cut it off like now, an hour and a half.
I was going to suggest a cigarette. We're at an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to try to see if
that's thought. Two 45-minute episodes. Mm-hmm. I don't see a damn thing wrong with 45-minute episodes.
I do. Yeah. I like hour-long episodes. Yeah.
Who's listening?
Nobody.
Me.
I'm saying this
I'm listening.
This doesn't get us to a point where we don't have episodes. This is banking episodes.
Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I can go smoke a cigarette by myself, but then it's not a big deal. I'm just
smoking my watch. Sounds nice. Fuck. Yeah, let's smoke a cigarette. After these messages.
It's only 11:30.
Yeah.
How good are you?
I'm sobered up. I'm fine.
I mean, this could just be an hour and a half episode on its own.
Yeah.
We still do one more hour.
Yeah.
I can go home at 12:30 or 12:45. Right. If you're cool with it. If Austin's cool with it.
Do you guys want to say goodbye? Thanks for listening. Find us there.
People, places, and things.
I hope you enjoyed our deep-hearted debate on
funny
how long this episode should be.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
That's when we got our deepest, when we started discussing the length of the episode. That was the real deal, dude.
I like how you're saying length and deep in the same breath.
Are you on, Joel?
I wasn't talking into the mic, but yeah, I'm probably on. Sorry, everybody.
Is your switch on?
Yeah.
Pause it. You're welcome. Shut up. I'll be the angry one.
I would like to see you try.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Nothing. I want to hear what you are angry about. You're so indifferent about everything.
I got nothing, yeah.
You're so indifferent about everything. It would be awesome to hear you angry about something.
Yeah.
I've talked to you in the
last... Fuck angry, just passionate about anything.
Dude, in the last 2 years, I've talked to you about subjects that are worthy of so much anger. I've gotten a little bit, but not a lot.
I don't find that much to be upset about, really. Like it.
What if I introduced you to the idea of it would further our friendship?
If it's not in me, it's not in me. Sorry for your look.
Fuck.